The party formed by ousted members of the BC Conservatives was turned down from holding a town hall meeting at the Penticton Trade and Convention Centre. In a post to social media, OneBC shared an email from the Oak View Group, which manages the publicly owned facility. It cites the Penticton's core values and commitment to inclusivity and reconciliation in the reasons for turning down the booking request. The general manager of the PTCC declined comment on the email to the Penticton Western, and instead directed questions to the City of Penticton. Anna Melnick, communications manager for the city, confirmed the email shared by OneBC on social media was legitimate. The party's leader, Vancouver Quilchina MLA Dallas Brody, was ousted from the BC Conservatives after comments casting doubt on evidence of Indigenous children's graves at residential schools. The party platform, and information posted about the relocated Penticton Town Hall, says the party is working to stop the reconciliation industry. The Essenpinkton, Penticton, Indian Band of the Sialex Okanagan Nation issued a call for Brody's resignation, as well as that of MLA Tara Armstrong of Kelowna, and Peace River North MLA Jordan Keeley in May, prior to OneBC's establishment after the three MLAs issued a joint statement following the federal election. That statement lumped assertions of sovereignty by more than 200 Indigenous bands in with an alleged increase in provincial political influence by the Chinese Communist Party and equalization disparities as party priorities. The town hall has since been relocated to the ArtUp Studios on Ellis Street in Penticton. It is scheduled to take place on October 2 with Brody, according to the party's website.